Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on this Wednesday morning. Sunny skies to start the day. Could see a few clouds roll in later this afternoon, but right now just a beautiful start to the day. High near 83, clear tonight, low near 62. And then for Thursday, sunny with a high near 84. Joined today by Fred Bull. He's the executive director of The Works. And Sarah Pickering, she is with The Works. She's director of marketing and communications. And always a pleasure, Sarah, to have you in. You brought
Thank
the
you.
Big boss in now.
I did.
We
got to
be on our P's and Q's here, Sarah.
That's right.
I mean, anytime I see executive director, I'm like, all right, Dave, sit up straight, get ready. Here comes the guy. But Fred, first off, let me be one of the first to welcome you to the community as the new executive director of The Works. You just took, officially on August 1st, so you're just
Correct.
A few days in. I appreciate you coming in here, but what's it been like for the first few days at The Works?
Oh, it's wonderful. The Works is a fantastic place. It's a jewel in the crown of Licking County, and the staff there is wonderful, and I've met great people in the community, so I'm excited to be here and see where The Works will take us in the future.
Background, Fred, for folks who are going, who is this Fred Bull guy? I've never heard of him. Where did he come from? What's now he's running The Works. Maybe give a little bit of background on where you're coming from.
Not a problem. I grew up in Southern Ohio. I had 11 brothers and sisters, grew up on a farm throwing rocks at the Ohio River. I graduated from Ashland College. Last year was Ashland College, and it became Ashland University. Did a lot of work with youth, environmental education, outdoor camping and stuff like that. But also I've worked in the hotel industry and been a school teacher. Math science for fourth graders. Most recently, I worked at Buckeye Imagination Museum. It's a children's museum in Mansfield, Ohio. Worked there for 14 years, and then I moved here. Now, there's some reasons I moved here. One, The Works is a great opportunity, but my daughter lives in town, and she in February told me she was having our first grandchild in November. So very excited to be a grandfather. So I'll take all the advice I can get, but excited to be at The Works.
Yeah, I'm from a newly minted grandfather. I mean, I don't know how you say it. I had nothing to do with it. I'm just like, I'm the grandfather. I get all the reap the rewards of this. Nothing better. I can understand that. But when you started to look at this, you went, all right, we got a grandkid coming. I want to go over there. I need to start looking for something. Had you heard of The Works? Did you know much about The Works before you came here?
Yes, I had actually, part of what I did in Mansfield was we were a small children's museum and we built a brand new facility. We went from 8,000 square feet to almost a 40,000 square foot facility that we had built through a capital campaign process.
That's a big campaign right there.
Yeah. It was a lot of work, but it was very successful and worked out really well for the community. But I had studied The Works. I had come back in 2014, 2015, visited The Works. And I've been on the Ohio Museum Association board for a long time and know about The Works. And The Works is one of those unique museums in the state of Ohio. They have more to offer than most museums in that they have both history, the science, STEM, the arts, the glassblowing studio, all the things rolled into The Works is unique. It makes it unique among museums. So when the opportunity came, I thought it was a very interesting challenge to come to The Works and help it move into the next 30 years of its existence.
Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking about you've done things with kids in Detroit, Michigan. You did things with your last job. Seems like to me that kids, you're a teacher. Kids is pretty special to you. Kids are special to you and trying to get them involved. Is that a fair statement then?
Absolutely. Children are our future. And I think people learn best through experiential education. I think not everyone's meant to sit in a classroom with a book and learn from a book. I think most of us learn from doing. From hands-on, from touching, from experiencing. And that is the beauty of what The Works does. The work provides extraordinary experiences. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And I think there'll be a lot of fun, new, extraordinary experiences coming to The Works in the future.
What's been that one thing that you've walked around when you were in The Works and you went, all right, this is pretty cool for a museum here in the city of Newark in Licking County, Central Ohio. Has there been a couple things that just jumped out at you right away, Fred?
Oh, there's so many things I could list. The inner urban is fantastic. The little park area with the train car is really cool. You can just go in, sit in there and eat if you want. That'd be a great experience. It's really cool to go upstairs to see the mammoth bones. Mm-hmm. I mean, who doesn't like looking at mammoth or dinosaur bones? That is a very cool experience to be able to walk around and see that. But there's the Psy Dome is fantastic. I encourage people, if you've never seen a Psy Dome experience, To come and see that, learn about the stars, learn about the planets. That is unique. There are very few of those planetariums in the state of Ohio. And to have one that was built less than, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I think it was about that.
Yeah, about 5 years ago, brand new one. They're not building new ones like that. So that is a unique thing that has happened in Newark, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
All right, Sarah, we'll bring you into the conversation again. Sarah Pickering, she is the Director of Marketing and Communications, but there's always a lot going on, and we'll give Fred a chance to catch his breath over there. But boy, I'll tell you what, I looked at a schedule of things, and it starts really next, well, in a couple Thursdays. You've got the summer party, the La Bella Vista. Maybe for folks not sure about that, what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks away. We're so excited. This is going to be a spectacular party. We do the summer party every other year, and this year the theme is La Bella Vista, so it's like an Italian Amalfi theme. We're going to have like so many interactive experiences this year for guests, so I think that'll be a great addition. You can experience history, art, science, and glass all while you're here and supporting the works.
Who comes up with these themes? Is this you? Or do you sit there and you're like,
I can't take credit. It is definitely a teamwork to put these themes together, but we do throw around ideas and we get excited because our community knows us for our themed events, so we definitely want to pull out all the stops.
So what's going to be taking place that night? I know there's going to be entertainment. You're going to have, as you mentioned, a kind of that Mediterranean theme going on. But what are some of the things if folks are looking forward to come to this event?
So definitely we'll have lots of Italian-inspired appetizers and drinks. Something really cool with this event is that Palumbo's Italian Market has helped us find some amazing Italian wines. So we'll have four of them. It will be a wine tasting at the event. Literally, these wines, I've been told, are being shipped from Italy on a boat right now. People are excited about that, I think. We'll also have a limoncello cocktail from Noble Cut Distillery. And like I said, the experiences, we'll have, for art, we'll have Kathy Anderson, who is going to do a live painting at the event that we will raffle off. And we'll have some other cool things, like putting together our own giant, like, fused glass piece that the guests will be able to help with. And so once that's all together at the end of the event, it'll be put in the kiln and heated. And so we'll have that piece in the museum. So just a great way to pull people together for community impact and celebrate that. And that's really what this event is about.
Cost, if folks want to come, is this just members only?
So it is $55, $65 for non-members. And you can sign up online. It's really easy. And this year, the biggest thing is we are unveiling a brand new impact for the community. So if you're there and you want to give towards it, it will impact students in Licking County. And we've been planning this with Fred. He's had a really great hand in this.
Yeah, it's a great initiative. We don't want to tell too much about it right now. Mm-hmm. But it's a great initiative that will have impact eventually on every student in every class in Licking County.
Okay.
It's the beginning of a process that will give us a community memory where everybody will have the same experience and we can have that community memory and it will touch everyone regardless of financial need, where you live, what you do. Every student will get impacted in over the time of this process.
And again, that goes back to what we talked about with you and kids, and that you have to give them an opportunity. You know this better than I do, Fred. I mean, if you don't give them an opportunity, at least show them, open their eyes a little bit to the possibilities that are there. For some of these kids, they'll never get to see that, correct?
Absolutely. As we grow up, we choose careers based on things we've experienced. So if you look at families, if your dad's a firefighter, there's a good odds you're going to be a firefighter. Those things run in families. That's because as a child, you saw that as a possible career. Your granddaughter will come eventually to the radio station with you, I'm sure.
Been here already.
And no dad's on the radio. And she will realize, I could do radio.
Yep.
But if a child's never been exposed to that radio or the possibility of that, they don't know it. So this program is designed to provide an experience. We're going to start with one grade, but we'll build over time so that every child gets exposed to the works and all the things the works has to offer and all those opportunities that are at the works, the careers that are at the works, the science, the technology, the art, the history of Licking County. We've got to start building that. And this will give that opportunity to grow that experiences. And by providing experiences, you provide reasons for people when they get older to want to come back and live and work in Licking County.
Mm-hmm.
We want to retain that brilliant knowledge and brilliant minds that grow up in our community. We want them to come back here and work and live here and be part of the growth of this community. And the only way we can do that is expose them to what's in our community and how it will benefit them.
You know, sir, he sounds like he's done this before.
He does, yeah. He has a lot of experience with
it. I have passion for what I do. If you speak from passion, you're doing good.
You never work a day in your life.
I'm trying not to.
There you go.
You'll fit in well because we're all very passionate at the works about what we do, for sure.
No doubt about it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, glad you could join us today. Our special guest, Fred Bull, the new executive director of The Works, and Sarah Pickering. She's the director of marketing and communication at The Works. Sunny skies today, high right around 83. Clear tonight, low near 62. And then Thursday shaping up to be another beautiful day. Mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. And Sarah, before we go back to Fred, there was something you said is going to be taking place Friday. And here's, Fred, this is one thing you're going to love about The Works. When they come up with some events, they come up with some events now, all right? They got these pajama parties and these things for the holidays. This is a good one now this Friday.
Teddy Bear Picnic is this Friday, yes. And the theme is circus. We do a different theme for Teddy Bear Picnic every year. And the Ed team has told us they're doing something called kids stilts. So I don't know what they have.
Kids stilts?
Yes, there's some kind of cool crafts and just all kinds of fun going on. Mm-hmm. So it's great for families. That it's at 11 a.m. Come out, check out The Works, and stop outside in the courtyard for Teddy Bear Picnic. It'll be really fun.
Yeah. Kids on stilts. I may have to come down just to see that.
Well, you can try them too.
No, see, I knew where you were going, Mr. Adventurous, over there.
They also are doing fire breathing, so if you want to take that on, we can arrange for a guest all-star fire breather if you want to give it a try.
I'm trying to think of what's worse, setting myself on fire or falling off stilts and breaking every bone in my body.
Well, no. Kids won't be allowed to fire breathe. Staff is doing that just as
a no, that's what I said. I'm talking about
you.
I
want to do the fire breathing, or you can do stilts.
See, you're not giving me much of a choice here, Fred. I mean, falling and killing myself or setting myself on fire.
You'd be fine.
I'm not so sure in there where
we
I want to go
talking about
with
experiences earlier. Come on.
Hey, glass blowing. I know it sounds funny, but I mean, school starting here soon means fall's right around the corner. And I know the pumpkin, the glass pumpkin is just huge. When will that be taking place?
It is. So that'll start. We will be shutting down like we do every year. Mm-hmm. And right after that, we open back up September 9th. And all of our glass experiences will start back up so you can, you know, blow a glass pumpkin. Our glass artists are amazing at helping you through that process, and you can sign up now for that. So those do go quickly, so I would suggest sign up early if you want to do that experience.
Fred, you had a chance
sign
to get
up
back
today.
There?
Yeah. Sign up today if you want the pumpkins.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to get back there to the glass blowing?
Oh, yeah. I've seen some stuff, and they have done, I won't reveal it, but if you come to the summer party, there's a piece of glass art that they have made that is just phenomenal. It is, it'll blow you away when you hear how they make it. And it is a really complicated process to make what they made. It has something to do with the Maltese coast and stuff. So it goes with the theme, but they are gorgeous pieces. And we will have some to give away. So they're excited. It'll be interesting how we give those away. Those haven't been determined, but there is a great piece of glass. Well, that will be unique. Only time it's ever been made at the works, and probably won't be made again.
I will tell you this. We were invited, Joel and I, to come out and make glass a couple of years ago. We've never been invited back because I think they were very happy that the place was still standing when we walked out of there.
You didn't burn anything down.
They've never said, hey, why don't you come back and do glass? They figured, we've tempted fate once. We're not doing that again. So kudos to you, Sarah, and everybody there before that you didn't have us back. And then finally, and I didn't know this until the other day when I got prepared for the interview, you guys have redone the website.
We have, yes.
I couldn't.
Yeah,
I was like,
please go see it. We're very excited about it.
I was like, what happened here? The website that I was so used to, but it looks great.
Yeah, and not everyone knows this, but websites are a lot of work to redo. So we're glad to have that over with. But it's up and running, and it's, you know, so far amazing. So I hope everyone loves it.
Yep, it's good. Check it out. I mean, I thought I was on the wrong site. I had to look back up. I'm like, no, it says attheworks.org, and I'm like, okay. They've got a new site. So you see this? You come in, they're building new websites for you, getting you all ready.
Hey, I timed it right.
What could you ask for? Okay, I know, again, you're just getting started. But Fred, if you were to kind of lay out the bowl plan for the works over the next 6 months, are there certain parameters, certain things that you're looking at that you say, okay, this is where I'd like to start making some changes?
So, yes, we're going to have... You might not see exact change in 6 months, but you'll see a plan in 6 months. As I've been told by everybody I've talked to, and if anybody in the community would love to reach out to me and have a meeting with me and talk about the works or how the works can help other nonprofits in our community, love to have that conversation. Right now I'm going through conversations with all our staff and all our board and a few select community partners, but come September, October, love to talk to people about the works, find out what their experience is about, what they love about the works, what they found important about the works in this community. But we will have a plan. Change is coming. There will be new exhibits. There'll be new structures. There'll be new things that will really revitalize the works, because it's been the same for a while, and we have to be willing to admit that. But it will change. Mm-hmm. There will be new things coming. Again, 6 months, there'll be a plan. I don't know if there'll be a lot of physical change in 6 months, but there'll be a plan. And you'll see change within a year, I'd say, of new exhibits and things happening at the works. Mm-hmm. And we'll develop more programming and more stuff. There's such a creative staff at the works. They're so intelligent and passionate people that we will see change coming. And it'll be very positive change. And it will affect and improve the entire community.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you're talking about staff and had this discussion in the past, and you know this from previous positions. Volunteers are so big for what you folks are doing, correct?
Volunteers are fantastic. We have a great volunteer coordinator at the works. If anybody's interested in volunteer, I'm sure you can go to the website and sign up to be a volunteer.
Absolutely, yes.
At the works. But yeah, volunteers are essential to what we do. You get to help with all facets of what we do at the museum, from the history to helping with summer camps to probably even helping in the glass area. Now, I can't swear I know that for sure. I don't want to get in trouble with Graham on that comment, but who knows? Can they help? Can they volunteer and help in the glass?
Yeah, we actually have probably some jobs that they can help with. We do glass fusing, and I think sometimes volunteers will help with that end of things. So.
Good. I didn't go too far there. She saved me. That's why I got Sarah around. Keep me out of trouble. But yeah, love to have more volunteers, and volunteers are essential. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate our volunteers to no end.
Yeah. I mean, it's such just a cool place to go to. I mean, as you and I were, you know, joking, you get the little ones in there. Once they're walking, just let them go. See, I'm going to be right over here. You guys just go explore. And I've taken my little brothers from Big Brothers, Big Sisters down there. And I'm just like, just go explore. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. I'll walk around with you if you have a question about something. But just hands on, man. Kids want that stuff.
Well, it's essential to growth. Play and exploration and exploring. I mean, that teaches kids creative thinking, imagination, problem solving, how to communicate with others, how to get along with others, how to make good decisions. I just described the next employee everyone listening to me wants to hire. Those are the skills we're looking for in people. So that's what we try to provide at the works. Those experiences that build character, build, grow, and prosper citizens.
Mm-hmm, no doubt about it. Sarah, real quick, if folks want to get tickets to the big summer party event coming up in a couple of weeks, price, where they need to go, how they get those tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. So There is something on our website right on our homepage right now where you can just click through to buy tickets. So that should be really easy. Or you can also find it on our calendar. So like I said, $55, $65 if you're not a member of The Works.
And it's at theworks.org. Beautiful new website. Go check it out. Fred, I appreciate it. It's a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you very much.
Now you can walk out of here and go, God, I don't have to talk to that guy again. I'll just send Sarah the next time.
Come to the museum. We'll do a live remote someday.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm a member. I'll be down there at some point. I'm thinking if I can wrangle the wife to get out of work early in a couple of weeks, I'd love to go to the. All I got to tell her is, honey, there's 4 bottles of wine coming from Italy, and we'll be good to go.
Yes.
You better have a lot of that wine because I'm sure a lot of folks are going to want to taste that.
Sure.
I think they're all women-owned distilleries, too.
They are.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
They're all women-owned vineyards, so they're unique.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And again, a unique experience.
Beautiful kind of a feel for Italy at the big summer party taking place on the 21st. Again, Fred, welcome to the community.
Thank you.
Anything we can do to help you. Sarah, keep him in line. That's your
I'll
other
try.
Job.
I
That's
will
your
try.
Other job now.